about it.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, two Boston police officers shot early this morning while investigating a report of a person with a gun. Boston Police Chief William Evans says...
Right now, I know one's critical at this point, shot multiple times, and I think the other officer shot one or two times. He's stable condition right now.
The suspect was killed in the incident. More details are still coming out. Donald Trump's campaign is dismissing allegations by several women that he groped them in the past. One of two women who talked to the New York Times says it happened to her while she was seated next to Trump on an airline flight 30 years ago.
He was like an octopus. It was like he had six arms. When he started putting his hand up my skirt, and that was it.
Trump's attorneys are demanding that the New York Times retract what the lawyers are calling a libelous article. President Obama tries to rev up Democrats in Ohio today as the number of states that could swing either way narrows to just a handful. Mr. Obama heads to Columbus today to speak at a dinner benefiting Ohio Democrats and Governor Ted Strickland. Metro is staring down a $275 million budget gap, and at today's Metro board meeting, they'll look into the possibility of closing that gap with higher fares and increase a decrease service.
It is hard to suggest fare increases.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants to see the madness end. Every year, Metro's forced to ask for money. Most other systems, though, use dedicated funding brought in through a regional tax.
About 11% of our state transportation budget.
Maryland already spends plenty on Metro, says Governor Larry Hogan.
Far exceeds the percentage of Marylanders that utilize Metro.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says if they can get safety and reliability up,
I will be the biggest cheerleader to come up with a funding formula that works.
Bowser says they need to establish specific metrics and get going.
I want to be the mayor that works with these governors to solve this problem once and for all.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe today is set to announce his plan to close the state's budget shortfall for fiscal 2017.
Over the summer, Governor McAuliffe announced there would be a roughly $1.5 billion gap in the upcoming two-year budget. At the time, he asked agencies to do some cutting, and today, McAuliffe is expected to outline exactly what that'll mean.
5%, everybody, just like in business, you have to dig. There are things you can get rid of. It's not an easy process, but I think we've made it as painless as possible.
And he tells WMAL that education and economic issues will not be impacted. McAuliffe will make the official announcement this morning in Richmond. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
North Carolina this morning still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew. A high school gym has been turned into a shelter in Rollins, North Carolina, where hundreds have found refuge from rising river water.
Despite this heartbreaking scene, these people still consider themselves lucky. They have each other here. They have food. They have shelter and a warm, dry place to stay.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. Meanwhile, Bermuda is about to get pummeled by a Category 4 hurricane. Meteorologist Pedram Javaheri tells us about Hurricane Nicole.
We think the storm could actually move in towards the island of Bermuda over the next several hours, make landfall either as a Category 4, maybe slightly weaker as a strong Category 3, but either way, a devastating storm surge potential with up to 8 feet expected across parts of the island.
The National Hurricane Center says Nicole is right now about 180 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. Iran's official news agency says the country has broken up an ISIS plan to bomb commemorations marking the Shiite religious mourning period of Ashur. The news agency quotes Iran's intelligence minister as saying several foreign nationals were detained with some 220 pounds of explosives. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,144, the Nasdaq at 52,39. Sports, it all comes down to one game tonight at Nationals Park as the Nats take on the Dodgers in Game 5 of their best of five playoff series, and the regular season starts tonight for the Caps as they take on the Penguins in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Foggy conditions around the area. So poor visibility. Allow extra time. You want extra braking distance for sure. Well, we are in the stop and go around the Maryland Beltway trying to get through New Carrollton. It was an overnight crash. Happened in the 3 o'clock hour. And we're still dealing with the investigation. Inner loop as you approach 450. And delays beginning before the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now, let's go on the top side, out of College Park and into Silver Spring, just seeing some of that volume forming, crossing the American Legion Bridge. A little difficult to see here in the traffic cameras because of that low-hanging fog across the Legion Bridge. Virginia, 66. I still see some accident activity on the shoulder, and so do you. That's why we're extra slow, pushing through Manassas into Centerville. Signal light delays, trying to push north on 28 and pushing up toward the interchanges with New Braddock Road, Lee Highway, and eventually on to 66. On northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway, crash reported to trying to see if they're getting that over to the shoulder, again through Newington slow. And on DC 295, the accident northbound near the Naval Research Lab with one lane blocked. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross. Help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front off to the west of us, really not going to make much impact over the next few days. We'll back it off a little bit by tomorrow, then warm back up. Clouds mixed with sunshine as we go through today, 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Haymarket, 46 in Silver Spring, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the American Red Cross. Metro considers fare hikes as local leaders search for other options. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up 7:05, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, is in studio. We'll get his reaction to the latest on Hillary Clinton's emails and the fact that the FBI is starting to call out Director Comey on his investigation. 8:05 brings us Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot about school schedules next year. 8:15, D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans on tonight's Metro abandoning Nationals fans. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way.
So let me ask you a question. Do you know how to drive a car with a stick shift? I mean, a manual transmission, the thing that has a clutch, the third pedal. Do you know how to deal with that? I want to know if you think this is an important skill or is it a dying skill as far as you're concerned, much like, I guess, cursive writing is a dying skill these days. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And is this something you want your kids to know how to do? I mean, if you're teaching your kid how to drive, do you think your kid needs to know how to drive a car with a manual transmission? Well, I ask this question because I've seen a new survey that suggests that only 18% of Americans nowadays know how to drive a car with a stick shift. And I was quite shocked by that because I think, you know, boy, and you talk about joy that comes with driving. I mean, if you got a car and you put it in first gear and then you slowly hit the accelerator while you let off of the clutch, and then you go through first, then drop down to second, and you let that engine rev up to right to the red line, and there it is in the third gear, and then you bring it back down to fourth. Oh, man, there's nothing better than that feeling of driving a car with a stick shift.
Are you going to need a moment?
Listen, I'm telling you, I love driving a car with a stick shift.
Can we get Mr. Wilson a cigarette, please?
There is nothing better than the feeling of driving a car where you're totally in control of every element of that car. And to me, that's a manual transmission. Now, I'll tell you, my last car that had a manual transmission was probably about, I'm guessing is about 2005, and I had to give it up. And the main main reason was, as I was driving into work on I-270 every morning, and it was stop, go, stop, go, stop. And I kept burning out clutches like crazy because I was literally just constantly using the clutch to go 5 feet. And it just would burn out those clutches in a matter of no time at all. And it got very expensive replacing them. So I ultimately had to give up that idea. But, I mean, look, if you're driving a sports car, to me, it's still, I mean, the manual transmission is still the way to go. And I think it's a great skill. My dad insisted when I learned how to drive that my first car be a car with a manual transmission, because he felt, hey, if you can drive a car with a manual transmission, you can drive anything. You can drive an 18-wheeler, you know, that, because there's no difference. If you can operate the clutch and you know how to shift through the gears, you're going to be able to get into any vehicle and go. And so I thought it was an important skill. I was very surprised to learn that so many people nowadays don't have that skill. And in fact, only about 5% of the cars on the road right now have a manual transmission. I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and actually the article says that it's going by way of the typewriter, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the article that you mentioned to launch this. And so I kind of liked that analogy, frankly. Yeah, okay, answer to your first question. Yes, I know how to drive a manual. I learned how to drive a manual for, I'm guessing, the same reason that most people learned how to drive a manual. It was the only car that I could afford.
Mm-hmm. They were
back
cheaper
at the time.
Then, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
At the time when I was driving my first couple of cars, it was in the 80s, and you had your choice. Usually, for most cars, you could choose between a manual and automatic, and
right.
It was about $1,500 to $2,000 cheaper to get a manual, and it made a difference, and so that's why I learned it. My dad didn't teach me. It was actually a girlfriend who taught me.
Really?
She had a VW Bug. And she was tired of driving on all of our dates, so she taught me how to.
She taught you how to drive.
She taught me how to drive it.
Well, there you go.
And by the way, you said if you can learn how to drive a manual, you can drive anything. If you can drive a manual VW, you can drive anything, because those clutches were ridiculous. But this whole romanticizing the manual transmission, I really don't get. It's a pain in the butt on most cars. Now, if you get a high performance vehicle, if you're interested in driving a speedster. If you're interested in driving some sort of, you know, sports car, and you feel like the only way to really experience that, as you're saying, is that what you're saying? I mean, it's about a high performance vehicle, right? Driving a Honda Accord, manual versus automatic.
But I'm telling you, when you have a high performance vehicle and you're in control with that manual transmission in a way that you can't be with an automatic.
Yeah, but we've got the semi-automatics now with the paddle shifters. Have you ever driven one of those?
I have one now.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Awesome. And you can flip into that mode and you can do it. And the difference is you don't have to work your quads the whole time while you're doing it. I think it is the same. I think, in fact, in some ways it's safer and it's better to use that if you really want to drive out on the country roads and have that feeling of high performance driving. Mm. If it's good enough for the hot rods over there on Top Gear on the BBC, then it should be good enough for you, Brian Wilson.
Yeah,
you're living in the past,
it's
man.
It's not the same. Maybe
you're living in the past.
Maybe I'm just romantic.
Typewriters are unnecessary now, and so are manual transmissions.
You know, here's a shocking fact, and we'll go right to your calls after this, that you cannot buy a large pickup truck in America that has a manual transmission. I was shocked to learn that.
We've advanced.
I guess.
We don't need it anymore. It's a good thing.
No. Polly in Haymarket, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think? Can you do this? Is this a skill you have? Is it an important skill to you?
It's an important skill to me. I learned to drive in a 1963 Datsun pickup with my mother. And I had a number of cars with manual transmissions. I currently drive a Hyundai Elantra with an automatic for commuting. But otherwise, I've got a CRV with a manual transmission. When I have to go out in the boonies and climb a hill, it comes in very handy. It gets better gas mileage. And also, it's interesting to note that there have been a number of carjackings where the guys have hopped out of the cars because the carjackers didn't know how to drive the manual.
I'm going to steal your car. Oh, it's a manual. No, I can't take this car. I don't know how to drive it. Yeah, you're right about it. I've seen those stories. How about Anita in Manassas? You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. Well, as I sit here stuck in traffic on I-66, I'm thankful I don't have a clutch right now.
Yeah.
But two aspects. One is, if we all were driving manuals, I think that would cut down on the texting in the car.
Yes, right.
And two, the scene out of the movie Bullet with Steve McQueen where he's shifting, that whole scene would not be the same if he was driving an automatic.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, there is a difference. I mean, the paddle shifters are okay, but it's not the same. It really is not. Revving that engine up to the red line when you have control of when you make the shift exactly, I love that.
You don't have control when you use the paddle shifters?
Well, not
you can't rev it up to the red line? The only difference is you're not pumping your left leg.
Sometimes my paddle shifter does things on its own, but that may just be my car.
You could see a doctor about that.
We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. 6:15 on WMAL.
6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Did he say my paddle shifter?
Yeah, paddle shifter.
I was kidding you. All right, whether you're driving a stick, manual, that 66 ride, we were just hearing our commuters saying in that stop and go, but the crash eastbound 66 as you come up to Centerville near 28. I'm no longer seeing anything left on the shoulder, so no longer flashing lights, but we still have that jam traffic through that stretch and some poor visibility this morning. So factor that in, a little extra time as you head out the door on the Beltway, Virginia Interloop, right as you come up to I-66. Brand new crash just happened. 66 inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Pressure is still on. DC 295 northbound as you approach the Naval Research Lab. Narrowed down to one lane due to the accident. And better news, Maryland Beltway, New Carrollton. Looks like we're almost back up at speed. They've wrapped up the accident investigation. Interloop at 450. All lanes reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another beautiful autumn day today, mix of clouds and sun with a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low near 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, but a little chillier, high of 65 tomorrow. As we head into a weekend, it's going to look pretty beautiful as well. Right now, 54 degrees in the nation's capital at 617.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you! Brought to you by ARS Rescue Rooter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
So how is it you know so little about cars?
My first car was a limousine. So where is this heavy metal home?
Milledgeville, Georgia. You know, I think you left your transmission back there. You're not shifting right. This is a standard H.
Standard H. Like I know what that means. Have you ever driven a Lotus?
No.
You're going to start right now.
That was Julia Roberts teaching Richard Gere how to drive a stick in the movie, you know, Pretty Woman.
That's not the only thing she taught him in that movie, if I remember right.
Taught him a few things, as I recall. But it is a fact that only about 5% of the cars in America today have a manual transmission, and only 18% of Americans say they know how to drive a car with a stick shift. Is it a lost art? Do you think it's an art you wish would survive? Do you want to teach your kids that? How about Stephen Thurmont? You're on with Brian and Larry this morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. What do you think?
I have five children from ages 18 to 35, and my youngest is a girl, the only one that can drive a stick.
And how did that evolve? How is it that she wanted to know how to do that?
She wanted a Jeep, and she thought that a Jeep should have a manual transmission.
Well, she's right about that.
So I bought her a Jeep, and I told her she wouldn't be able to take it out for months. So she drove it around my property a lot, practicing, and now she loves it. All of her friends want one now.
Mm. Well, there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
So only one of you. So let's see. That's 20% of your children, which pretty much fits in with the statistic 18% that know how.
18%.
So, Steve, your family is a microcosm of America when it comes to transmissions.
Hey, let's go to Clarence in Gettysburg. You're on with Brian and Larry this morning. Hello, Clarence.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know. I'm 35 years old. I've owned five cars, and every single one of them has been a manual transmission, including the one I'm driving to work in right now.
Yeah.
On a hands-free device, of course.
Why in the world did you insist on having a manual transmission?
I just like to rev my own gears.
Yep. I know. It's satisfying, isn't it? It's just something about having...
If you love it so much, why don't you get one?
Well, they're hard to come by, I guess. It's one
good.
Of them.
It's not. Clarence in Gettysburg's been able to figure it out. But, you're making excuses, Wilson.
But Clarence...
You know, say it honestly. They're a pain in the butt.
On I-270, they can be a problem.
Well, yes, for normal drivers, it's a pain.
And when you live out west, for example, though, when I lived in Texas years ago, there was nothing greater than being on the open road with a manual transmission.
Well, years ago. 30 years ago. Okay. 35 years ago.
I go back to Texas occasionally.
Back when manual transmissions were more normal.
But getting back to Clarence for a moment, I want to know, what is it that you, what is the joy that you find in that?
I'm not really sure. I drive mostly on back roads. When I do and go in traffic, I don't particularly care for it. But I don't know. I just like having the control of the vehicle, especially in the snow.
All right, so you can tool around there in rural Pennsylvania and buzz by all of the Amish in their little horse and buggies, Clarence, and have fun doing that. The rest of us who live in a big city, we're going to stick with our automatic transmission, just like you, Brian Wilson, transmission hypocrite.
Well, I drive a pickup truck and I drive a Mustang.
Automatic.
Now. Yeah, and you can't buy a pickup truck with a manual, I learned, and the Mustang, I wish it probably were, but it was in the color I wanted.
Oh, the prior. You're romanticizing this manual transmission, but I really like the color.
I love the blue.
One.
That's right. Keith in Gaithersburg is going to tell me something about a standard transmission that you cannot do with an automatic. Go ahead, Keith. You're on with Brian and Larry.
That's right. I learned on a Volkswagen Beetle, and it was so much fun to be able to jump start that car when the battery went dead. You didn't need to worry about tow trucks. Just push it down the hill, put it in first gear, and pop the clutch.
And pop that clutch. That's right. You know, or get somebody to give you a quick shove, and then pop it out into second gear, and there you just take right on off. That's the wonderful thing about that. Randy in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. About a month ago, my battery died, and I was stuck at work, and I was parked in the garage. Luckily, it was on the ramp, so I just pushed it out, rolled it down. Went on straight on down to the parts store, picked up the battery. And when you're in the snow, especially around here, it helps you. You got that first gear where you can get through, trouble spots, and, or you can put it in second gear and start off in second gear.
See, now, here's what I'm not understanding, though, Randy. Every automatic that I've owned in the last 10 years has had a manual option where you can pop it out of automatic and you can manually, you can stay in first gear for as long as you want, and then you push a button and it pops up into second gear. How is that different?
Yeah, but you can't control how much torque you're putting on the engine between the clutch and the transmission. It decides, I've driven those cars. When I've had my car broke down, I've had to replace, I had a rail car, and I've used those cars. The clutch just goes in the first gear, and it's already locked in the first gear. You can't, sometimes
you can't ease it in the first gear, right?
Randy, you're in Alexandria. How long is your commute every day? How many miles?
I drive from Centerville. I'm on 66 every day in the afternoon, and it does not bother me one bit to pop, sit there and work that clutch all day.
I bet you don't have to do any squats when you go to the gym. You're all set after all that work on your quad.
Sarah in Manassas, stay right where you are. I'll come to you next right now, 6:22.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So now that the kids are back to school, I bet you'd like to get your house back to clean, right? Well, you're not doing it alone. You've got great friends on your side. The best, in fact. Zero Res. The company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. They're also great with hardwood floors, tile, and grout. And if you clean your carpets and anything else in your home right now with Zero Res, that clean is going to last through the holidays. And one other thing you should be thinking about, not just how beautiful your carpets will look, not how soft and fresh smelling, but also about the allergies that you're still dealing with here in the autumn months of 2016, because there's a bunch of stuff trapped in your carpets right now. In Zero Res, they're the best at getting all that stuff out. You'll be amazed at the kind of stuff living in your carpets and pads. When Zero Res comes in, you'll see it all coming out, and you'll be breathing easier just watching it happen. Call them today. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res is going to take care of your carpets for $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
There's this fairy tale, maybe you remember it, about a certain emperor. Remember, he thought he bought some new clothes that only certain people could see. It turns out he went on parade buck naked. The only one willing to tell him the truth was a small boy from the kingdom. It reminds me of something one of my stand-up guys told me recently. See, there was another company out there that told the homeowner they needed a whole new system. All they really needed was just a simple repair. Well, luckily, the homeowner called Snell for a second opinion. opinion. And my stand-up guy, of course, did the right thing. Now, here's the thing. If that homeowner really had needed a system, you can bet we would have quoted them a fair price. And right now, we can make replacing your system especially affordable with rebates up to $1,600 on a qualifying Lennox system. Hey, we're not here to take the shirt off your back. That's no way to stay comfortable in winter.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
It's 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we've been talking about what you're driving, no matter what you're driving this morning, in foggy conditions. So we have poor visibility. Definitely want to make sure you allow plenty of braking distance this morning, so you want to allow extra time. You don't want to be in a rush. Better news on the Maryland Beltway. All lanes have been reopened in New Carrollton. Interloop the crash as you approach 450. Gone. So those delays quickly easing. If you're trying to head to the Beltway and you're north on the BW Parkway inside the Beltway, we have a crash before you get to 495, so do watch for fire and rescue there. Topside, College Park, Silver Spring with southbound 95 slow on the approach. Now, the Virginia Beltway, we have a crash, and that's still in effect here on the Interloop right before you get to I-66, and that's along the right side, Interloop northbound side of the Virginia Beltway. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news. Hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mixed clouds and sunshine throughout the day today. Any overcast around for the first part of the day goes away. 77 this afternoon. Front comes through with little fanfare. Just cooler temperatures tomorrow. Sunshine 65. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 degrees at 626.
The thrill of the open road and a car with a manual transmission. Apparently, it's a lost art. Only 5% of cars in America have a manual transmission, and only 18% of people in America know how to drive one. Sarah in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Larry. You say you're a teenager, but you're going to have to learn how to drive a manual transmission. Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah, eventually. Because my uncle is actually, he drives a pickup truck that has a manual transmission.
And you're told you're going to have to learn to drive it?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Unfortunately. Because it's like, well, my aunt and uncle are saying, well, it's becoming a lost art and it's necessary because maybe one day the automatic transmission won't work and nobody will be like, yeah, no one will know how to drive anything.
Yeah.
It, like automatic transmissions will just all cease default across the universe.
I'm
not sure about your aunt and uncle's hypothesis there, Sarah. You might want to ask them for an old Smith Corona typewriter, too, so you can finish your book reports.
Yeah. And
my aunt actually has one.
All right. Well, I think we've learned a little bit about, All right, Sarah. Well, good luck with that, by the way. And Smiley and Jessup, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Morning there, fellas. Brian?
Yep.
I'm ashamed of you. Talking about the clutches like that, and you bought a Mustang without one, you should have bought a Dodge Viper.
Yeah, well.
They only come in standard.
Yeah, that's a beautiful car.
And way faster, but further, you say if you can drive a clutch, you can drive anything.
Yeah.
18-wheel truck. I'm a trucker. No, you can't. They're two different animals. Car manual transmissions are synchronized. Trucks aren't. They'll go by the RPM.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
how fast you going.
There you go.
And,
see?
Number two, the big difference between an automatic and a manual, the biggest difference, because I'm a race driver, I do quarter mile and road racing, manual gives you a higher top end. But you can set up automatic to kill a manual in a quarter mile.
Really?
There you go. Yeah. See, Smiley? Here's the thing. Let's get real about this. You want to peel out at a red light. Mm-hmm. You want to run donuts. You want to come up right behind somebody and rev real fast and then quickly dart around them and do the downshift so that you freak them out while you're driving behind them. Basically, the reason people want a manual is so that they can drive like a D-bag. That's why.
No.
Pretty much.
It's the joy of driving. It's such a lost art. It is now 6:29 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift.
not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Coming up on WMAL, some women coming out of the woodwork to say that Donald Trump treated them badly in the past. And of course, the New York Times ran with the story. But we'll tell you all about it coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Lawyers for Donald Trump are demanding a retraction from the New York Times and are reportedly preparing to sue if they don't get it over an article in which two women claim to have been inappropriately touched by Trump.
The two women telling the New York Times they came forward after watching Trump deny ever assaulting women at Sunday's debate.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me, and I will tell you, no, I have not.
The Trump campaign says the entire article is fiction, calling the New York Times story a coordinated character assassination.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Two Boston police officers are in extremely critical condition this morning after being gunned down overnight by a man wearing body armor and armed with an assault rifle. Police said the officers were responding to a domestic disturbance call. Fellow officers then dragged the wounded officers out of the line of fire and eventually shot and killed the gunman. The Metro Board meets today and will consider fare increases and service cuts in an effort to erase a budget shortfall. This as the region's political leaders look for long-term funding solutions. Lawmakers may be reluctant, though, to steer more money to Metro until it fixes many of its problems. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says
it is reasonable for people to say that Metro has to perform better, but let's identify what those goalposts are and the timelines by which we expect the authority to hit those goals.
And later today, Washington gets its own Michelin guide for the best restaurants in town. While about 80% of the city's restaurants won't get any stars in the guide, a handful are expected to get the top rating, the coveted 3 stars. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,144, the Nasdaq at 52,39. Sports, the Nationals host the Dodgers tonight in the decisive Game 5 of their playoff series, and the Capitals are on the road tonight, opening their regular season in Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway under pressure on the inner loop as you leave the Braddock Road area, pushing slowly through Annandale. We have a crash up ahead inner loop as you approach I-66. Stay to the left to get on by. Tricky morning. We have poor visibility with the foggy conditions, so you want to allow plenty of time. Just take it easy. Low speeds, please, and low beams as well. Now, 295, as you leave the Beltway near the Wilson Bridge, very slow, but the crash up ahead near the Naval Research Lab, police tell me that has been cleared. I'm looking at a lot of heavy volume trying to get through Brandywine, northbound 301, as you push toward Route 5 and up towards Surratt's Road, but nothing reported along the way. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slow, just starting to see delays to the Wilson Bridge back near 210. And for 270, we're heavy through Urbana to Clarksburg, again into Gaithersburg and Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today, 77, little overcast around at times, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine. Today we'll clear it down to 50, suburbs cooler, sunshine tomorrow, 65, and then getting warmer through the weekend and next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Alexandria, 48 in Damascus, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It's 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, in studio, Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch. All the emails, all the WikiLeaks stuff. We'll go through the latest with Tom Fenton at 7.05. Then at 8.05, Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot on the ongoing controversy about when school should start and when it should end. He'll have the latest on that at 8.15, D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans, also a member of the D.C. Council, of course, about whether or not there should be late night hours for Metro going forward. And then at 8.35, Jake Tapper. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
He was like an octopus. It was like he had six arms. When he started putting his hand up my skirt, and that was it.
That is an accuser of Donald Trump speaking to the New York Times in an exclusive interview about what she alleges to be a sexual assault that Mr. Trump executed against her on an airplane. Now, listen, for all I know, this happened. We don't know, right? We don't know if this happened or if this didn't happen. They have the story here, the New York Times did. They ran with it yesterday afternoon of two women coming out and saying that Donald Trump forced themselves on them. Let me talk about this woman. Her name is Ms. Leeds is her last name. Ms. Leeds. This is a remarkable thing that the New York Times took this story, ran with it, ran this video of the interview with her, and published it everywhere. She claims that she was on an airplane over 30 years ago with Donald Trump. I'm telling you exactly what I've read in this article. She was in coach, and a flight attendant offered her an empty seat in first class. She went and she sat next to Donald Trump. Over 30 years ago, this happened. And she says that he, after the flight takeoff, he lifted the armrest in between them. By the way, most first class cabins, they don't have the armrest that flips up. They have the tray inside the armrest. Maybe 35 years ago they did. Right. I could be wrong. And he began groping her and touching her. She didn't say anything about it. She got up and she went to the back of the plane, she says. And that's the story. And she also says that she ran into him at a charity event 2 years later, and she says that he appeared to remember her, which I find remarkable. She didn't say anything about this for over 30 years. And now she's come forward because she thinks the world needs to know, based on the latest revelations about Donald Trump and the Billy Bush video, that that she should tell her story. Now, you're the New York Times, and this woman comes to you and tells you her story. Mm-hmm. And you run with it. You can't even verify that she was on that plane 35 years later. And you run with her story. And again, she could be telling the truth. I don't know. But let me just point out to you, I did a little research. In 1999, it's the first time Juanita Broderick's name was ever mentioned in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what they say when they talk about the allegations that Mrs. Broderick has. This is, by the way, Juanita Broderick, who says that Bill Clinton raped her. This was in 1999, after Bill Clinton has already run for president twice. And these were this allegation was out there in 1992 when he was running for president the first time. Listen to this from the New York Times. The problems with Mrs. Broderick's accusation are obvious. There's no physical evidence to verify it. No one else was present during the alleged encounter in a Little Rock hotel room nearly 21 years ago. The hotel has since closed. And they go on to say, through all those years, she refused to come forward. And now she does. So that's 21 years later. They put all those caveats and all of those attacks on Juanita Broderick's story in their article. And I didn't see anything in this New York Times article about this woman who claims she was sitting on a plane. You can't verify she was on the plane, let alone verify that this happened to Donald Trump. But here we are 3.5 weeks before the election, and there it is.
Yeah, and there are a total, according to the Washington Post, 4 women who have come forward. This is the one you talk about that was 30 years ago. There was one in 2005 where a woman claims that she was kissed on the mouth against her will by Donald Trump, and that was in 2005. 13 years ago, a woman claims that Donald Trump grabbed her rear end, and then there's a People magazine reporter who says that in 2005 he was kissed by her without her consent. Those are the things that have come forward. Interesting, if all of these things were out there, what I wonder about is, why are they just now coming forward? The man has been the nominee forever, and it seems very last minute to come and make these comments now. Look, you know, it would be hypocritical of us to say that we disbelieve this woman, but I would like to have some more corroborating evidence. We criticize Hillary Clinton because she doesn't believe Juanita Broderick, and so we have to be careful here. But I have the question mark that goes up in my mind is, why now? Why so last minute? If this was out there, you know, why is it being timed to be released in October instead of much earlier in the process? That's the question I have.
Meanwhile, we have more Trump news. You know, we had Corey Stewart on the other day here on Mornings on the Mall, specifically talking about how the Trump campaign had fired him as chairman of the Virginia apparatus. And he said this about the RNC. This all happened because he was protesting outside the RNC offices.
It was in the Wall Street Journal. 3 days ago, reported, you know, Reince Priebus, head of the RNC, is quoted by a good source that they were going to move the money into the states where there was significant down-ticket races. Why? Because the Republican establishment is undermining the Trump campaign.
All right, so that was Corey Stewart saying that the RNC was moving resources out of the Commonwealth of Virginia and thereby undermining the Trump campaign. Well, now we have a new story that just broke this morning that apparently the Trump campaign is undermining the Trump campaign in Virginia. Forget about the RNC pulling money out. Trump's campaign said in a conference call last night, late Wednesday night, that the Trump campaign is pulling out of Virginia altogether. Quoting from from NBC News, the move to pull out of Virginia shows Trump is running essentially a 4-state campaign, with the focus now shifting to battlegrounds critical to his chances in November: Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio. 2 different sources from that conference call last night have come forward and said, yes, there will be basically no Trump campaign worth anything in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That decision made last night. Not a good sign for Virginians who were hoping that the state would go red this time around.
It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence. So you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we've been busy this morning, especially on the beltways with many accidents, and I think the fog definitely contributes to this. So just allow plenty of time this morning. You don't want to be in a rush. You want to make sure that even if you can't see that car in front of you, that you have plenty of braking distance if you need it. Now, latest problem, Maryland Beltway on the outer loop as you come off of the 270 spur and around from Old Georgetown Road, jammed, solid on the brakes to the accidents. Two of them reported on the outer loop right at River Road. And once you get past there, you're okay crossing the American Legion Bridge. Virginia Beltway, we're now in a solid lineup from Springfield to 66. Crash along the right side on that inner loop stretch. Now to the Wilson Bridge, it's just been about the volume, but heavy before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, I see two cars northbound 395 right as you're getting onto the bridge. Looks like they've pulled over to the left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today, 77, little overcast around at times, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight we'll clear it down to 50, suburbs cooler, sunshine tomorrow, 65, and then getting warmer through the weekend and next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Gaithersburg or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Well, listen, coming up a little bit later in this show at about 8:15, we're going to be talking, at 8:05, we're going to be talking to Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho about the ongoing battle about when school should start in the state of Maryland. The governor has said that, look, he believes that school should start after Labor Day and not before, and it's been a problem in some jurisdictions. Montgomery County has said, well, we're not going to do that, and we're going to seek a waiver. Well, now Governor Hogan and the state board have put up a list of things that you must go through if you're going to request a waiver of all that. And basically, you can only seek a waiver based on, and this is the quote, compelling justification. We're not sure what that means, but apparently that is the standard that must be met if you're going to ask for and receive a waiver from the state. There must be compelling justification. And so
that was the name of my garage band in high school.
Oh, really?
That'd be a great Larry name. O'Connor and Compelling Justification.
The Compelling Justification.
Yeah, I was the lead. So it was my name above the title.
Oh, really?
Well, now he's actually sort of
Lewis in the news.
He's exactly Larry Diana Ross in the Supremes. He's actually sort of defined what compelling justification means now. He says it's either a charter school with an innovative schedule, certain low performing or at risk schools with innovative schedules, year round or extended year calendars, or a district that has had 10 emergency or weather related closings a year at least twice before in the past 5 years. In other words, unless you're one of those schools that have innovative schedules for very specific reasons, you're not going to be able to dodge this executive order.
You can come and ask, I suppose, but it won't meet the standard.
It won't be a compelling justification. We just spoke with the president of the Montgomery County School Board earlier this week, and his compelling justification was, well, you know, the unions want these days off, parents don't want to start school that late because of child care purposes. According to the governor and the board, that would not be compelling justification.
I like the way you say it. Compelling.
That's right.
Justification.
It's one of those words.
It is now 6:49 on WMAL.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hi, this is Brian Kirchhoff. Do you spend time strategizing how to make up lost ground or how to get ahead? Knowing we can't yet clone ourselves, are you still considering real estate, network marketing, or even buying a franchise? My friends at Income Store proved years ago there's a better way. There's a better way to stabilize your home or business. There's a better way to start crossing items off your bucket list. How different would your household be if you had another income source that wasn't dependent on you? How different would your business be if you could add a second, third, or even fourth revenue model? Forbes recommends Income Store as a can't miss. Inc. magazine just honored Income Store as an Inc. 5000 company for the 3rd time. For years, Income Store has shown individuals and companies that anyone and any business can add revenue at any time. To see the most cutting-edge way to increase your income, check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LyftDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips. But let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money. But what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids. So the opportunity to earn anytime is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LyftDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1-3-2-6-5, consumeraccess.org.
6:53. I bet when you hear that cash register, you think to yourself subliminally, I wonder what's going to happen on Wall Street today. Well, you know, we've got Chuck Kamlick, and he knows. He's got the little Swami turban on. He knows exactly what's going to happen on Wall Street because he's at the CNBC news desk. Hey, Chuck.
Carnac says, reach around to your back pocket, grab that wallet, and hold on to it for dear life.
Good call.
Stocks are going to fall sharply when the markets open. The Dow could drop 100 points because the Fed hinted it might raise interest rates in December. Wells Fargo's got a new CEO this morning. coming. Tim Sloan takes over from John Stumpf, who resigned last night. Stumpf falling on his sword because of that scandal in which sales staff opened unauthorized customer bank accounts. The Consumer Product Safety Commission now warns people who own a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phone to send it back immediately. Don't wait. And Samsung is also now officially recalling the replacements that it sent out for that fire safety reason. Shares of railroad giant CSX set to rise. Business was down last quarter because it shipped even less coal, but CSX results were not as bad as feared. And the PGA's Safeway Open tees off today. Tiger Woods won't be there. He withdrew Monday, saying his game's not where it needs to be. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here she is, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you very kindly. And here we go around the Beltway. Delays off of 270. You get onto the spur and heading into Virginia. The crash as you come off the spur before River Road along the right side. So it definitely slows us as well on the Beltway now before Old Georgetown Road. That's why you're in those backups there. Of course, very slow past the scene of the crash. The Wilson Bridge and delays before St. Barnabas Road. Still a lot of volume through Brandywine. Northbound 301 heading up toward Route 5 and Surratt's Road. We have foggy conditions this morning. So I do see a lot of volume. We've had a number of accidents. Virginia Beltway Interloop at 66. That was along the right side for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking forecast here today. Clouds mix up with sunshine, and we'll see temperatures climb to about 77. Overnight tonight, cold front comes through. No precipitation, but cooler temperatures, 50, suburbs cooler. Plenty of sunshine on Friday, cooler, 65, and then warming up over the weekend into next week. We might have some 80-degree days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 54 degrees in your nation's capital at 6:57.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A marathon to remember. Jeff Kaler was born into a military family. His dad served in the Army. Jeff was an athlete in his Virginia town. He dreamed of competing in the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C., and qualifying for the Boston Marathon. Around the time of the 9/11 attacks, Jeff joined the Army, and those dreams went on hold. He fought in Operation Iraqi Freedom. On April 7th, 2003, the family got a call no one wants to get. Jeff Kaler had been killed by a grenade. He was 24 years old. Since those dark days, Roxanne decided to work to fulfill her son's dreams. She's been training vigorously for the Marine Corps Marathon. She needs to get a fast enough time to qualify for the Boston Marathon. With Jeff's spirit surely running beside her, Roxanne is certain to make it. Roxanne said she'd like to keep Jeff's name alive. To her, it's important because of the job soldiers like her son did in Iraq. She certainly hasn't forgotten, and neither should we. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election, I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, President Obama got 4 Pinocchios. We'll tell you what that's all about.
And he's here, he's in studio. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. There's plenty to discuss with WikiLeaks emails, Hillary Clinton emails, FBI losing confidence in Director Comey. Keep it right here.
WMAL FM Woodbridge.